Y'all got to dance. All right. Look at them. They're dancing.
They dancing.
All right. We still here.
We're still here.
And we trying to figure out where everybody's at. They're still giving awards out from all the different shoots. What was that?
I don't know what that was. Something changed.
Something.
It got better.
It got quiet for a second.
Can y'all hear me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hey. Well, all right. Well, how about y'all take a second and tell us who you are?
Hi.
Start with you.
I'm McKinley.
Who do you shoot with? What team are you on?
12 ring archery.
Yeah, 12 ring archery team.
How about you, Andrew?
My name's Andrew, and I shoot cross-driven archery.
Okay, what class are you in?
I'm in pins.
What youth?
Youth pins.
How about you, McKinley?
No pins. Just
no pin.
Open.
What class?
Open and youth.
Youth open female.
Yep.
Youth open female.
All right, and then Andrew's in the pins, right?
Yes, sir.
Youth male pins. So I tell you what, y'all done good, and y'all just finished up.
Yes, sir.
So how did you end up shooting?
I shot my personal best.
That's another one, dude. Man, that's like five in a row. Personal best. Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
And what was your score?
It was 251 in total.
That's awesome. That's just awesome. Personal best is like winning a tournament, no matter what, right? And how about you there, ma'am?
Well, it was my personal best, too.
Personal best.
Another one?
Man, another one? That's
what?
Six, seven, man.
What?
I'm telling you, how does this work?
I should have shot. Maybe I would have shot my personal best.
How does this work? So, I tell you, congratulations with that.
Yes. Thank you.
Sure.
So, what did you do to prepare for this shoot?
Well, I went out 20 yards, and I would shoot, and I wouldn't really worry about getting it sighted in. I would just worry about shooting groupings. And every now and then, I'd get target panic, so I'd have to go up and I'd have to blind bail. And then when I'd get over my target panic, I'd go back to 20 yards and still shoot groupings.
That's awesome. Okay. That's, I mean,
so we got a young man that understands,
and a coach that teaches him how to do that,
and understands what to do when things are not going the way he would hope, such as breaking shots, etc.
Matter of fact, your coach is standing over there on the award, accepting some awards from somewhere. One of the kids from y'all's team. Hey, I just have to give a comment. Y'all have like one of the coolest jerseys.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I know,
that's,
right?
That's a pretty sharp looking jersey.
Sharp jersey.
You know, the company that does that does a pretty good job. It's Georgia Archery is where you bought that jersey, where your jerseys come from. It's got a big old Georgia Archery logo in the middle of the back, right?
Okay.
So yeah, me and Jim worked hard to get that jersey the way it is. So.
So what bow do you shoot, Andrew?
I shoot a PSE Uprising.
Uprising.
How about you, McKinley?
Well, I used to shoot an Amber.
But so, what do you shoot now?
Yeah, I saw a video.
You shoot an Elite Verdict.
Verdict.
The verdict. That. Yeah, I saw a video when you got your boat. Walks in the door and goes, I seen it.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. I tell you what, though, I'm shocked. How did you do to prepare? What did your coach beat into you?
Nothing. I didn't beat anything.
Absolutely nothing. That was my job.
That's your job.
Yeah, I didn't beat anything. And now we practice and we shot some short bail.
Yep.
Worked on some release execution.
Yeah, pretty much.
So we're making a joke because Robbie is the coach of your team.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I was making a joke that Robbie beat me.
And she said I did nothing.
And she said you did nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing, Robbie.
She just
you didn't
me
beat
right
her.
Under
you
the
didn't
bus.
Beat it into her. You didn't do nothing.
No, I didn't do nothing.
I'm a fast learner.
Yes. I tell you what, I first time I met you officially was when you came up to shoot our regional,
mm-hmm.
And you know, you shot real well, had a good time, and you were still trying to get into that bow, right?
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
You know, and you'd had some other issues and some things,
yeah.
And so you was just getting in it.
Yeah.
So after a little time and a little done, you did good. So I'm
extremely proud of her because she dealt with some execution issues that we have been working really, really hard to overcome. And she's done a good job with it.
That's
obviously
awesome.
She comes to the state indoor tournament and shoots her
personal best. Yep.
And Andrew did
same
too.
Thing.
I mean,
you know, you're saying overcoming panic and overcoming some issues that you've had, and to prevail in that is awesome. So I tell you the. The sport of archery is looking pretty sweet right now with all these kids.
I'm glad I do not have to shoot against
him. No, you ain't lying.
I'm glad I'm in the old man's class. I'm not really in the old man's class.
No, I will be there
next
year. I'll be in the old man's class next year. So, but like I said, y'all got anything else you want to tell or say to the whole world?
No, sir.
Because you're talking to the world right
now. And tell them what you think about S3DA and what if they're a kid listening that says they might want to get interested, is it worth it?
Yeah, it's definitely worth it.
It's worth it. I agree.
A whole lot of fun. You get a whole lot of friends, right?
Yeah.
Now we got 158 of them here today.
Y'all getting ready for 3D? Are you excited about shooting 3D outside?
I am.
You've never done it.
Nope.
You guys are going to be a whole new learning curve for you.
Yep. Yeah.
And Andrew, what's your favorite shooting? 3D, indoor, outdoor? What's your favorite?
I don't really have a favorite.
You just like shooting your bow.
I like shooting my bow, but because sometimes I get mad shooting 3D indoor field.
Oh, so you get mad at all of it?
Sometimes. Not all the time.
Welcome to archery,
yep.
Son.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So. All right. But, yeah, we appreciate y'all spending your time with us today. And y'all have a good one.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.